This is KCBX, Central Coast Public Radio, here on NPR One.
I'm Tom Wilmer, reporting from Mobile, Alabama.
My name is Judy Gulledge.
What a pleasure. Tell us where we are and the specialness of this place.
Now you're at the Mobile Carnival Museum. We are located in downtown Mobile, easily walkable to other attractions. But when you come to the museum, you're going to get to experience Mardi Gras year-round, regardless of the time of year you come to the city. And we feature both sides of Mardi Gras, the street party side and the royal side.
I seem to remember this is the location of the first Mardi Gras in America before New Orleans.
It certainly is. We are considered the birthplace of Mardi Gras in the New World, and about 10 years before they had any celebrations there in New Orleans.
And how did it start here? Why did it start here?
Well, as with all customs, it starts from traditions within your own culture and your own families, and so our traditions here started with our French founders for the city of Mobile.
Why did they go, let's do the festival?
Well, I think if you were founding a new city, you're going to find an area that is desolate, and you're probably lonely and homesick. So what are you going to do? You're going to continue to celebrate the way you did in your homeland. So they brought their traditions and customs with them and started the celebration that they most closely resembled Mardi Gras or Carnival in the motherland.
Interesting. But over the years, it didn't fade away by any means.
No. We continue to celebrate Mardi Gras here in Mobile. As a matter of fact, it is part of our cultural fabric here in Mobile. It weaves us all together. It's a total season. It's a holiday season. And speaking of holidays, it's actually a holiday for the state of Alabama in Mobile.
Oh, really? Wow.
Yes.
A whole other dimension that I didn't realize until I came down here. This is more than an annual event. It's a year-round enterprise. And there, how many people do you think are employed because of this year-round?
Year-round, last economic impact study that we did yielded that about 12,000 jobs in the Mobile and Baldwin County region are directly or indirectly related to the Mardi Gras industry. So it's definitely year-round, and that includes not just the most obvious, which would be float builders and costume houses, but people who do things like the fashion industry and produce dresses and dry cleaners, beauty salons. Then we get into wrecker services and things to service the actual parades, tire companies, axle companies, all kinds of businesses that service the industry.
How fascinating. It's obvious once I got here that the Mardi Gras and all this festivities is very much interwoven into the social fabric of the city.
Very much so. All of our mystic groups are social entities in themselves, and the beginnings of those came from social clubs. And as more and more people got involved, those clubs expanded, and each one of them have their own unique niche. The Mobile Carnival Association produces our debutante group each year, and from that, the queen for the Mobile Carnival Association is chosen to preside over Mardi Gras here in the city of Mobile.
So it's very much interwoven into a coming of age for the young people in society.
For some of the groups, also you have to be 21 to join any of the mystic organizations, so it's not uncommon in a lot of the societies for them to have a grandfather, a father, and a son, or grandmother, daughter, and granddaughter in that particular organization. And so you've got the lineage within that own family. It's very much generational. And also, those organizations choose their royalty depending on people who have given of their time, talent, and resources for that particular organization. So therefore, it's very much a reward to be selected to lead that. And for most of those queens, they are around that 21-year age range, and so it is a coming out within those societies as well.
Right now, we're in a museum, interpretive center, and behind you, there are, it's like being in a mansion with these different suites, and each room has a very distinctive show. Tell us about what takes place in each room. Maybe we can step into the one behind you.
Well, on display in this particular room, we have the royal robes for the Mobile Area Mardi Gras Association from a few years back. We have a queen from 2014 who chose very vibrant colors in the red and pink scheme. We also have a king who chose design for his royal train, which has a leopard border very, very interesting and unique, and something that was used for the first time when Benny Mosley put it on his train as King Alexis. Also up in the ceiling here, you see some of the umbrellas, which are used in our famous second line dances that we have here in Mobile.
Give us a little aside. They're not rain umbrellas.
First of all, they're very festive. You can adorn any basic umbrella parasol with any appliques that you would like. The more the better, because you know you can't have too much bling in Mobile Mardi Gras. With that, people use them for second line dances inside their actual balls, as well as on the streets for open public second line dances.
And I understand, going back in time, the genesis of the parasol was protect you from the sun.
Certainly was, and the way the second lines came about had to do mostly with funeral celebration, celebration of life with the second group of people that were following behind the mourners, which were the first group of people.
That's where the live music came in.
That's correct. A lot of times the celebration of life folks would have jazz bands that would lead them, and so of course the parasols would provide protection from the elements, whether that be sun or rain. And so, you know, you can't have music without having a little foot action there, too, to dance with. So our second line became synonymous with Mardi Gras celebrations.
In New Orleans, you have crews, right? But you don't have crews here.
We call our groups mystic societies. We do that to make sure that the word mysticism is still kept in there, and also just to differentiate ourselves a little bit here in Mobile.
So Mardi Gras, for you, it's over. We're into Lent now. You're thinking 2018, right?
Well, I am already planning for next year. Floats are being built up right now. Our monarchs are being selected. We're starting to design new robes. It really is a year-round business. Even though the part that the public mostly sees is 2.5 weeks of parades on the streets.
Unfortunately, and only because I have a car waiting and I have to go, I have to say bonsoir.
We invite all your listeners to come back. Mardi Gras has something for everyone. Plan early, come early, family friendly, safe environment. You will not find a better celebration on the Gulf Coast. My name is Judy Gulledge, and for further information, call the Mobile Carnival Museum at 251-431-9334.
Judy, do you have a website?
MobileCarnivalMuseum.com.
Thank you, Judy.
Thank you.
I'm Tom Wilmer, reporting from Mobile, Alabama.
You've been listening to the Lowell Thomas Award-winning travel show Journeys of Discovery with Tom Wilmer, a featured podcast on NPR.org's podcast directory. Produced by California Central Coast NPR affiliate KCBX. You are invited to subscribe to Journeys of Discovery with Tom Wilmer on NPR.org, NPR One, iTunes, Stitcher.com, and more than 20 other podcast channels around the world.